Have you ever wondered why we think the way we do about certain people or things before we even really know them? That's often because of something called bias. Bias is like a pair of invisible glasses we all wear. These glasses change how we see the world, but we don't even know we're wearing them. It's not just you or me. Everyone has these glasses. Let's start with understanding what bias really is. Imagine you're walking down the street and you see a dog. You might instantly think, that's a friendly dog, or maybe, that dog looks mean. Why do we think these things? Often it's because of our past experiences. If you had a nice dog when you were little, you might think all dogs are friendly. That's bias, a quick decision your brain makes based on what it already knows. But bias isn't just about what we think, it's also about how we feel. Maybe you feel happy when you see ice cream because it reminds you of fun times. That's a kind of bias too, a feeling bias. Our brains are always trying to make sense of the world, and sometimes they take these shortcuts. These shortcuts are based on lots of things, like what we've seen, what we've been told, and what we've experienced. For example, if your favorite color is blue, you might automatically like a blue shirt better than a red one. That's a simple example, but biases can be about bigger things too, like people or ideas. It's important to know that having biases doesn't make you a bad person. It's just how our brains work. They help us make quick decisions, which was really important long ago when quick thinking helped people stay safe. But in our world today, these quick judgments can sometimes lead to misunderstandings or unfairness. For example, think about a time when someone made an assumption about you. Maybe they thought you were good or bad at something just because of how you look or where you're from. That's bias in action. And it doesn't feel great, does it? Sometimes these biases can lead to stereotypes. Stereotypes are like big, broad brushstrokes painting everyone in a group the same way. They can be about where people are from, what they look like, or what they believe in. But here's the thing. People are like puzzles made up of many different pieces. Stereotypes don't see those pieces. They just see one big general picture.